is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Republicans say they stood their ground against some radical Democrat demands in crafting two key year-end bills.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP fought to keep Democrats from slipping what he called poison pills into the COVID relief and omnibus spending bills.
These bills maintain pro-life guardrails on funding, secure President Trump's approach to Title X, and respect our citizens' Second Amendment rights.
As for the leftist calls to defund the police,
not on our watch.
McConnell says the bills equip federal law enforcement to keep citizens safe and uphold the rule of law. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, at a campaign rally in Georgia, Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump campaign is still challenging the results of the November election.
As our election contest continues, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
Pence was campaigning in the state for GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, who are locked in tight races to retain their seats. The election runoff, which will determine control of the United States Senate, is scheduled for January 5th. Israel's divided government has collapsed, triggering the country's fourth election in under 2 years. Parliament had faced a midnight Tuesday deadline to pass a budget, but after failing to do so, the Knesset was automatically dissolved. Elections are now scheduled for March 23rd. Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz formed their coalition last May to take on the coronavirus crisis together, but their partnership was plagued by infighting and mistrust. Opinion polls indicate that if the elections were held today, Netanyahu would face a tough threat from a trio of disgruntled former allies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the U.S. House and Senate overwhelmingly passed a $900 billion COVID-19 relief package, which includes a $600 check for most Americans, more federal unemployment aid, and help for small businesses. The House voted 327-85 to pass the legislation. All four members of the Nevada delegation voted for the measure. Also, the Senate passed the bill 92-6, and Nevada's two Democratic senators also voted for that package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the $600 checks could be delivered to people by next week. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority may have canceled its New Year's Eve fireworks show, but it still has plans to blow up 2020, virtually at least. The agency will live stream a virtual event on its website, Facebook page, and YouTube channel, which will feature a live DJ, a countdown to 2021, and an explosive real-time demolition of a 2020 sign. The virtual event is expected to last 12 to 15 minutes, the usual length of the live fireworks display on the Strip. Also, the Funny at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club will go on despite the 50-person cap. They will open December 26th.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Quick check out the traffic cams right now. We're getting some heavy volumes in several areas. Eastbound Timberland Parkway at Buffalo. There at the Spaghetti Bowl, eastbound 515 at Main Street. And do look for some slow flows on the Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley and 215 east at the 15 interchange.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Always good to have him on, but especially during the holidays and especially after what he has been through. Tommy White joining us, Labor's Union Local 872, the business manager there. He is a regular on this show, but he missed some time. I ran into this thing called the coronavirus. How are you feeling, my friend?
Getting better every day, Kevin, but you know, it's still my voice is still a little groggy, but I'm feeling good. You know, it's gonna. My doctor tells me it's gonna be a couple of months, so we'll see what happens.
Are you back in the office at all?
Yeah, I'm actually in the office right now. So, you know, it's we gotta. It's being that it's we're coming up on the end of the year. We gotta get all our bookkeeping done and do our transition from 2020 to 2021. So, I've been in the. Came in yesterday for a few hours, and I've been here all day today. So,
And you've got, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got an amazing staff that can help you through some of these times, do you not?
Oh, yeah, I have the best staff in the world. The majority of the people on my staff have been with me anywhere from 10 to 18 years. So, you know, it's really nice that we've been able to keep our staff working and getting through this whole... 2020 was a bad year, that's all I could say.
It sucked. I mean, it sucked in the worst way, and I know all of us have lost friends and family members to the coronavirus. I am just so thankful, and I know you are too, that you survived this and you're going to beat this, and you're going to be fine soon, hopefully sooner rather than later. What is the doctor treating you with right now? Are you on any oxygen or drugs or anything like that?
No, so we're still doing the same zinc, and you know, I swear by this kind of vitamin. It's called NAC. It actually helps with the lungs. We're no more plasma, no more antibiotics. We're just doing the regular, basic over the counter vitamins now. But you know, Kevin, I got to tell you, and I don't know, I mean, I spoke to a lot of people about it, and people are kind of up and down with this. You know, there's different strains of this out there now, right? And it's like something different every day. Like, you know, yesterday I was feeling fine in the morning, and then all of a sudden, you know, getting into the afternoon, I felt like I lost all my strength. I just didn't feel normal. So, you know, you got to go home. You got to sit there and you got to start thinking to yourself, am I getting this again? Is this coming back? Because no matter what they tell us, I really feel after being in the hospital, no matter what they tell us on TV, I don't think anybody's got this 100% correct yet. And I think, like just they were talking about this morning, about how there's a new strain out here, especially in our state, up in northern Nevada. And it's the same strain that they have in the UK. I don't think we really know enough about COVID yet to be turning around going, we're going to be okay. There's some long-term effects to this. And, you know, my doctor tells me, when I went for a CAT scan last week, he tells me I still have pneumonia in my lungs. It's probably going to take, you know, 6 to 8 weeks before it's fully out of your lungs. But during that 6 to 8 weeks, you got to watch to see if you wind up catching the flu or if you wind up catching something else, right? So it's kind of like something that's up every day. And you constantly got to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of who you're around. To be honest with you, I'm really not worried about catching it again because the doctors have told me that I have the antibodies now. And I'm really looking forward to giving my blood plasma to help someone out. But I can't do that until they tell me that it's a go. And I think we're just kind of holding off a little bit on that. But blood oxygen level's been good. Got the blood oxygen level up to 98. But then when you start walking around, you start doing things, you start bending over, you start, all of a sudden, your blood oxygen level drops down. So you got to be very careful about how fast you're going. There's really a lot of things to watch on this when you wind up getting it as bad as I did.
Again, Tommy White joining us, Laborers Union Local 872 Business Manager. Do you worry that you can infect others right now?
No. There was one of the things that the doctor was very upfront with me about. And, you know, he's my doctor's, you know, I think he's probably one of the best doctors I've ever had, Dr. Hoffman. He is more about, whether you're going to get it or you're not going to get it, make sure you still wear your mask. You're not contagious. You're not going to be able to give it to somebody. But we don't know enough about it to where you can't get it again. You know, they tell you that the antibodies will last 2 to 3 months in your system. But then I also met 3 people that wind up having COVID 3 different times. They tested positive. They wind up getting a little bit sick. Then they test negative. You know, 20 days after that, they test positive again. So I really don't think we know enough about this, or we're being told enough about this to do what we have to do, except keep our distance and wear a mask.
Can you take the flu shot? Can you, should you, and eventually, somewhere tier 5 or 6 or 8, will you be a candidate for the vaccine?
Yes. So I will be a candidate for the vaccine, but, you know, listen, Kevin, I'm 55 years old. I would rather make sure that someone that's more senior than me, that has, you know, I've already caught this thing, I would give up my vaccine for someone that would be more liable to catch this than me catching it again. Based on what the doctors tell me, I got anywhere from 2 to 3 months of antibodies in me. I would give up the vaccine to give it to, you know, someone older than me, someone that's more susceptible to catching this thing. I would not want to see anybody, and I said this on your last show, I would not want to see anybody go through what I had to go through because of this virus.
And I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through what you went through either. Let me just ask you, as sucky as this year has been, 2020, good riddance. The fact is that you had a major triumph from a business perspective, you and your members, this big, beautiful new stadium that we still can't go inside and see. But I'm wondering where this ranks. With all the stuff that you guys have built over the years, how does this stack up, this big, beautiful new NFL stadium, Allegiant Stadium?
Well, I think, you know, for me, in my career of building resorts and casinos in Las Vegas for over 25 years, I would say that the stadium was probably one of my highlights. I mean, I go back to the first job that I worked on here in town was straightening out the leg at the Stratosphere Tower. For years, I'd point over to that and tell my daughters, you know, I fixed that leg and I poured the concrete up on top. And then, you know, as I became the business manager, it was more about building some of the other resorts and the MGM. But, you know, to look at the stadium now, the stadium is kind of like a Las Vegas legacy. Moving into the future. So what I see happening as, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years, you're probably going to see a lot of remodels of the hotels. They're all going to go with some type of theme, probably based around what you see with the stadium. But you know, again, Kevin, the stadium, you know, because I was part of help bringing the Raiders to Las Vegas, and because my union stood behind the Raiders, supporting them, and the members did. And for us, at the very beginning, all it was about putting people to work. We knew that once we were able to get one big job started again, we were going to be able to kind of do a little bit of a domino effect, and we've been able to do that. And my hat goes off to everybody that supported the stadium anybody that was able to get out there and work and continue working as the rest of Las Vegas is being built.
It's absolutely amazing what has happened with that stadium. Are you convinced that at least next NFL season we will have fans in the stands?
Oh yeah, I believe we're going to have fans in the stands, and I even with the Golden Knights. Golden Knights were working on getting fans back in, back to the stands, back to the game. So I really believe, you know, the stadium's going to be open. We're going to be able to celebrate the stadium and celebrate the Raiders for what I will call their first season. Although they had a season without fans, there's nothing like a season with fans. So when we do have the stadium open and we have fans in there, that's when I'm going to call it their first Las Vegas season.
Wow. Do you talk to Mark Davis often?
Oh, yeah. I go a couple of times a week.
And obviously this is costing the Raiders a ton of money, not having butts in the seats. Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He stands behind his fans. And believe it or not, he's lived up to that I'm not going to watch a game at the stadium unless I'm there with my fans. And he stayed strong on that, and he hasn't been to the stadium and seen any games. I know he watched a couple of games from the training facility, but he will not go and enjoy a game at the stadium unless his fans are there.
Wow. More coming up with Tommy White. He is the business manager for Laborers Union Local 872. He is politically active. He is conservative. We'll talk about what lies ahead in the next 4 years if and when Joe Biden is inaugurated, just about a month from now. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367, Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Las Vegas has been hit hard by the current pandemic. Your friends at A-Plus Automotive care deeply. For a limited time, get your vehicle repaired now and pay later with our 100 days interest-free finance. That's right. Get your repairs done today and pay later. Two locations to get your repairs today. 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive can diagnose and perform all general repairs. 702-992-3676. Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Always good to have Tommy White with us, and he's on the mend from the COVID-19 virus. He is getting better. He has fits and starts, but he's getting better. Tommy, let me ask you, your members, where are they on the governor's playbook as far as release of the coronavirus vaccine? Will they be tier one or two or tier two or tier three, or are they considered essential workers?
Well, I think from the very beginning they considered construction essential, but my members are kind of feel, I believe, the same way I feel. We'd rather see our older members, our retired members, wind up getting it, or members that are actually more liable to get really sick from this virus to get the vaccine before we start lining people up. We want our city to survive this. We want our state to survive this, and the way we do that is we protect our elders and let's take care of our people that have been here before us and kind of taking care of us, and then we can move on to taking care of the younger guys and women.
I'm just curious, overall, I mean, with all of your different Resorts World and the stadium and all the thing, all the projects you've got going, how have you done in 2020 as a union with members suffering from COVID-19?
So up until I wind up catching it, we had a total of out of 4,000 members, we had about a total of about 75 that 75 members and family members, could be off by maybe 10 or 15. So let's just round it out and say 100. We actually lost some of our members. We didn't lose anybody early on. We were very protective. And that's why I'm kind of thinking, Kevin, you know, there's different strains of this, because the week that I wind up going into the hospital, we lost 10 retired members due to COVID-19 complications. So whether they had history of diabetes or maybe heart attacks or overweight or whatever, we lost 10 members that week that I was in the hospital, 10 retired members. My youngest member that we lost was 44 years old, and we lost him. He was a worker out. His whole crew wind up getting infected, and his crew got infected by someone that got on the bus with them that knew he was infected, knew he had COVID, but just didn't tell anybody. And by him getting on the bus, he wind up infecting 20 other people, and out of those 20, I had nine laborers that were on one crew that wind up getting infected and
wow.
In general form and passed away from it. 44 years old, 4 kids, his wife's taking care of the kids by herself. But it just kind of tells you how fast it can just kind of go through, go through a group of people. And, you know, so now, you know, we send out messages every other day to our members. We send out text messages. We send out emails, reminding them to stay safe, to wear their mask, you know, keep their hands clean, keep their distance. We want our people to survive through this, and especially me being firsthand, knowing, what it is to get really sick from this virus. I tell my members all the time, you don't want this. This is not a joke. This is something that we have to take very serious, and we have to follow through with everything that we stand for, and that's protecting our family and our members and our community.
In our final 90 seconds, is there anything as a union you wish you would have done differently to protect your members? Because the governor said, go ahead, keep building the stadium, keep building your other projects, right in the height of this thing. Is there anything that the state should have done differently, or that your union could have done differently?
Well, I was speaking